Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my fellow project managers. Project management is a very wide topic. You can either look at it from a predictive lens, or you could look at it from an agile lens, or even hybrid. But the predictive lens is the one that people often complain about. They say it's unwieldy and hard to understand. And for that reason, I wrote a book called Project Management Frameworks and the Case Management System Project. This book is broken into two parts. The first part is project management frameworks, pretty much based on the five process groups and the 10 knowledge areas. And it goes into the 49 processes at a sufficient level for you to understand what exactly the PMI are talking about. I give you some mnemonics and some examples. Then we get into part two, and part two is going solidly into the case management project. It's about a project manager named Jackie who works in a law firm, and they're trying to implement a new case management system, and it becomes a project. And I go through examples of knowledge areas in the real world, process groups in the real world, and how you should be thinking. As we go through this video, pay close attention. I'll be summarizing the book, and you'll be able to learn a lot.
Chapter 1. Introduction to PMI's Project Management Framework. Introduction. In the world of project management, the Project Management Institute, PMI, stands as a beacon of standards, offering a framework that simplifies the complex nature of managing projects. The essence of PMI's framework. At its core, PMI's framework is a distillation of project management into an easily understandable model. Unlike the intricate details often associated with managing large-scale projects, PMI streamlines the process into key groups that a project manager must navigate. For those preparing for PMI certification exams, grasping these groups is not just beneficial, it's crucial. Why PMI's approach matters. The PMI framework is not just about passing an exam, it's about instilling a methodology that ensures project success. The approach is designed to be simplistic yet comprehensive, covering all necessary aspects of project management from initiation to closure. This simplicity does not undermine its effectiveness, but rather makes it accessible to project managers across various industries. Understanding the process groups. PMI breaks down project management into five essential process groups. 1. Initiating. This group focuses on the formal start of the project, including defining and authorizing the project or a project phase. 2. Planning. Detailed planning encompasses all aspects required to define scope, objectives, and the course of action required to attain the objectives. 3. Executing. The execution process puts the project plan into action, ensuring that the project's deliverables are produced. 4. Monitoring and controlling. This group involves tracking the project's progress and performance to implement changes where necessary. 5. Closing. The final group includes formalizing acceptance of the project's outcomes and concluding the project in an orderly manner. The importance of initiation. The initiation process group is where a project's journey begins. It is about setting the stage for the work to be undertaken. Authorization is a key component here. Without it, no project can move forward. This stage ensures that there is clarity and formal acknowledgement of the project's existence and its intended objectives. A simplified view for complex projects. PMI's approach is designed to demystify the process of project management. By breaking down projects into these process groups, PMI provides a roadmap that guides project managers through the life cycle of a project. This structured approach helps in managing projects more effectively and efficiently, leading to successful outcomes. Conclusion. As we venture deeper into each of these process groups in the following chapters, we'll explore the intricacies and best practices that define successful project management. This chapter serves as the foundation, highlighting the importance of understanding PMI's framework as a crucial step towards mastering project management. Whether for exam preparation or practical application in professional settings, the insights gained from this framework are invaluable tools for any project manager's arsenal. Chapter 2, Initiating the Project. Introduction. Initiating a project is the crucial first step in the project management lifecycle. It is where ideas are formalized, goals are set, and the journey towards achieving a successful project begins. The Project Management Institute, PMI, places significant emphasis on this phase, recognizing it as the foundation upon which all subsequent project activities are built. This chapter ventures into the initiation process, exploring the key components that make up this vital phase. The concept of project initiation. Project initiation is about laying the groundwork for a project. It involves formalizing the idea of the project through authorization and defining its purpose and scope. This stage is critical because it is where the project's value and feasibility are assessed, ensuring that it aligns with organizational goals and objectives. Authorization, the keystone of project initiation. Authorization is the lifeblood of project initiation. It is the formal approval needed to start a project, signifying organizational commitment to the project's goals and objectives. Authorization typically culminates in the creation of the project charter, a document that officially starts the project and grants the project manager the authority to allocate organizational resources to project activities. Developing the project charter. The project charter is not just a formality. It is a critical document that outlines the project's vision, objectives, scope, and stakeholders. It serves as a contract between the project sponsor and the project team, detailing what is expected from the project and providing the project manager with the authority to proceed. The charter should be concise yet comprehensive, providing all necessary information to guide the project's direction. Identification of stakeholders. Stakeholders are individuals or groups who have an interest in the project's outcome. They can influence the project positively or negatively, and can include team members, customers, sponsors, and external parties affected by the project. Early identification of stakeholders is crucial because their needs, expectations, and influence can shape the project's course. The initiating phase must, therefore, include a process for identifying stakeholders and understanding their impact on the project. Stakeholder, impact and engagement. Stakeholders can have a profound effect on a project. They can provide support and resources, but they can also present obstacles and challenges. Understanding stakeholder attitudes towards the project is essential for managing their expectations and engaging them effectively. Stakeholders who perceive the project as beneficial are likely to be supporters, while those who see it as a threat may resist. Effective stakeholder engagement strategies are critical for turning potential adversaries into allies. Real-world authorization examples. To illustrate the concept of authorization, consider everyday scenarios such as a parent allowing a child to undertake a task. In this analogy, the parent's permission serves as the project charter granting authority to proceed. Similarly, in a professional setting, a manager authorizing an employee to lead a project exemplifies the importance of formal authorization and the assignment of responsibility. Conclusion. The initiation phase sets the tone for the entire project. By securing authorization, developing the project charter, and identifying stakeholders, project managers can establish a solid foundation for success. Understanding the significance of each component within this phase is crucial for navigating the complexities of project management. As we move forward, we'll explore how the groundwork laid during initiation supports the planning, execution, and closing phases of the project lifecycle. Chapter 3, The Art of Project Authorization. Introduction. The concept of project authorization transcends mere formalities, embodying the essential kickoff for any project within the PMI framework. It's a pivotal moment where ideas gain the legitimacy to transition into actionable plans. This chapter explores the nuances of project authorization, the creation of the project charter, and the practical implications of authorization in both project management and everyday scenarios. Understanding authorization in project management. Authorization is the green light for a project's journey from conception to reality. It represents a commitment from the organization's leadership, signifying both approval and financial backing for the project. This commitment is crucial for the project team, as it provides the necessary authority to allocate resources, make critical decisions, and navigate the project towards its objectives. Developing the project charter, a closer look. The project charter is the cornerstone of project authorization. It acts as a birth certificate for the project, officially recognizing its existence within the organization. The charter outlines key project details, including objectives, scope, initial resources, and stakeholders. It also establishes the project manager's role and authority level, empowering them to lead the project effectively. Crafting a comprehensive project charter requires a delicate balance of detail and brevity, ensuring it serves as a clear guide for the project's initial phase. Practical examples of authorization. Authorization in project management can be likened to everyday situations where formal permission is required to initiate an action. For instance, consider a family scenario where a parent instructs a child to undertake a specific task, such as cleaning their room or completing homework. In this context, the parent's instruction acts as the project charter, granting the child the authority and responsibility to proceed with the task. This example underscores the importance of clear authorization and the role it plays in setting expectations and responsibilities. Authorization beyond formality, real-world impact. In the professional realm, authorization and the project charter serve as the foundation for all subsequent project activities. They ensure that the project aligns with the organization's strategic goals and provides a framework for addressing challenges and opportunities. Moreover, the process of obtaining authorization encourages early engagement with stakeholders, fostering a sense of ownership and collaboration from the project's inception. Stakeholder engagement and authorization. Identifying and engaging stakeholders during the authorization phase is critical. Stakeholders can significantly influence the project's direction and outcomes. Effective engagement strategies involve clear communication of the project's goals and benefits, addressing concerns, and leveraging stakeholders' expertise and resources. This proactive approach to stakeholder management can transform potential adversaries into project advocates, enhancing the chances of success. Conclusion. Project authorization, embodied in the development of the project charter, is more than a procedural step. It's a strategic action that sets the stage for the project's success. By understanding and applying the principles of authorization effectively, project managers can ensure that their projects are aligned with organizational goals, adequately resourced, and supported by key stakeholders. The lessons drawn from both project management and everyday life underscore the universal relevance of clear authorization and effective stakeholder engagement. Chapter 4. Planning for Success. Introduction. Following the foundational steps of initiating a project, planning emerges as the critical phase where the project's roadmap is crafted. The Project Management Institute, PMI, underscores planning as the phase where every aspect of the project is meticulously detailed, from scope and resources to timelines and risks. This chapter explores the intricate process of planning within the PMI framework, emphasizing its pivotal role in setting projects on the path to success. The essence of project planning. Planning and project management is akin to drafting a blueprint for a building. It's about laying out a comprehensive strategy that guides the project from start to finish. This phase encompasses the development of various plans, including scope management, schedule, cost, quality, resource, risk management plans, and more. Each of these components plays a vital role in ensuring that the project's goals are achievable within the constraints of time, budget, and quality. Scope and schedule management. At the heart of project planning is scope management, which defines what needs to be accomplished. It involves detailing the project's work and ensuring that only necessary work is included. Parallel to this, schedule management outlines the timeline for the project, identifying the sequence of tasks, their duration, and dependencies. Together, these elements provide a clear picture of the project's objectives and the path to achieving them: cost, quality, and resources. Equally important in the planning phase are cost management, which estimates and allocates the budget, and quality management, which sets the standards for project deliverables. Resource management also plays a crucial role, planning for the human, material, and equipment needs of the project. These elements ensure that the project can be delivered within budget, meet, or exceed quality expectations, and have the necessary resources for completion. Risk management, anticipating the unknown. Risk management is a critical component of the planning phase, involving the identification, analysis, and planning for potential risks. By anticipating and strategizing for possible uncertainties, the project team can develop mitigation strategies that minimize impact and enhance project resilience. Real-world application of planning. To illustrate the importance of thorough planning, consider the example of organizing a family event. Without a clear plan detailing the event's scope, schedule, budget, and contingencies for unforeseen issues, the likelihood of oversights and challenges increases. Similarly, in project management, the absence of a detailed plan can lead to scope creep, budget overruns, and missed deadlines, jeopardizing the project's success. Conclusion: the planning phase is where the project's vision begins to take shape, transforming abstract ideas into a structured, actionable plan. This phase demands attention to detail, foresight, and a comprehensive understanding of the project's goals and constraints. By embracing the planning process, project managers lay the groundwork for successful project execution, ensuring that each step is aligned with the project's objectives and stakeholder expectations. As we proceed, the subsequent chapters will venture into the execution, monitoring, and closing phases, building on the foundation established through meticulous planning. Chapter 5: Execution with Precision. Introduction. Transitioning from the theoretical framework of planning, the execution phase of project management is where concepts and plans become tangible outcomes. This phase is characterized by the mobilization of resources, the enactment of project plans, and the direct involvement of the project team in bringing the project to life. Within the PMI framework, execution is crucial for translating planned actions into concrete results. This chapter ventures into the dynamics of executing projects with precision, emphasizing the methodologies, challenges, and strategies essential for successful project delivery. The dynamics of project execution. Project execution is the phase where the project plan is put into action. It involves coordinating people and resources, as well as integrating and performing the activities necessary for completing the project. Execution is where the project's deliverables are developed and completed, demanding a high degree of coordination, communication, and management skills from the project manager. Coordinating people and resources. Effective execution requires meticulous coordination of the project's human resources, materials, and equipment. It's about ensuring that the right resources are available at the right time and are being utilized efficiently to achieve project goals. This includes managing team assignments, overseeing work performance, and adjusting project plans as necessary to address challenges and opportunities that arise during project implementation. Directing project work. Directing project work involves guiding the team through the project's tasks and activities, ensuring that project objectives are met with quality. This includes managing tasks according to the project schedule, making adjustments in response to project developments, and ensuring that the project remains aligned with its defined scope and objectives. Quality assurance and stakeholder engagement. Quality assurance is integral during the execution phase, requiring continuous oversight to ensure that project deliverables meet or exceed the established quality standards. Simultaneously, Maintaining effective communication and engagement with stakeholders is vital. Keeping stakeholders informed and involved supports transparency and can help in managing expectations and fostering support for the project. Monitoring and controlling, an ongoing process. While execution focuses on doing the work, it is closely intertwined with the monitoring and controlling processes. These processes are essential for identifying variances from the plan and implementing corrective actions. This iterative evaluation ensures that the project stays on track, addressing any discrepancies in time, cost, and scope. Real-world application, execution in daily life. Drawing parallels to everyday life, executing a project can be likened to organizing a community event. Once the planning is complete, execution involves coordinating volunteers, setting up the venue, ensuring all materials are in place, and managing the event as it unfolds. Challenges are inevitable, whether they involve last-minute changes or unforeseen circumstances, but with precise execution, these can be navigated successfully. Conclusion: the execution phase is the heartbeat of the project management process, where plans are transformed into action and results. It demands not only a thorough understanding of the project plan, but also the ability to adapt and respond to challenges as they arise. By focusing on effective resource coordination, direct management of project work, and continuous quality assurance and stakeholder engagement, project managers can steer their projects toward successful completion. As we move forward, the importance of monitoring and controlling these efforts to ensure project success becomes increasingly apparent.
Chapter 6, Monitoring, Controlling, and Closing. Introduction. As projects progress from the execution phase, the intertwined processes of monitoring, controlling, and closing become paramount. These phases ensure that the project aligns with its objectives, meets stakeholder expectations, and formally concludes with a reflection on achievements and lessons learned. This chapter ventures into these critical phases within the PMI framework, highlighting their significance in the project lifecycle and offering insights into effective project completion. Monitoring and controlling, navigating the project's course. Monitoring and controlling processes run concurrently with project execution, providing a feedback loop to ensure the project remains on track. This phase involves measuring project performance, identifying variances from the plan, and implementing corrective actions to address issues and risks. It's a dynamic process that requires vigilance, flexibility, and decisiveness from the project manager. Key aspects of monitoring and controlling. 1. Performance measurement. Utilizing tools and techniques to track progress against the project plan, including schedules, budgets, and scope. 2. Quality control. Ensuring deliverables meet quality standards and stakeholder expectations. 3. Risk management. Continuously identifying and mitigating project risks. 4. Stakeholder communication, keeping stakeholders informed about project progress and responding to their feedback. Closing, finalizing and reflecting on the project. The closing phase marks the completion of the project. It involves formal acceptance of the project deliverables, releasing project resources, and ensuring that all contractual obligations have been fulfilled. This phase is crucial for ensuring that the project is concluded systematically, leaving no loose ends. Essential activities in the closing phase. 1. Project handover. Delivering the completed project to the customer or sponsor and ensuring a smooth transition. 2. Documentation. Compiling project records and ensuring all documentation is complete and stored appropriately. 3. Post-project evaluation. Conducting a lessons learned session to reflect on the project's successes and challenges, capturing valuable insights for future projects. 4. Celebration and recognition. Acknowledging the team's efforts and achievements, fostering morale, and recognizing individual and team contributions. Real-world application, lessons from everyday life. Much like organizing a major event, the closing of a project mirrors the post-event activities, ensuring all vendors are paid, equipment is returned, and the event is reviewed for successes and areas of improvement. This process ensures that not only is the event concluded properly, but also that valuable insights are gained for planning future events. Conclusion. Monitoring, controlling, and closing are critical phases in the project management lifecycle, that ensure projects meet their objectives, deliver value to stakeholders, and provide learning opportunities for future endeavors. These phases underscore the importance of vigilance, adaptability, and thoroughness in project management, ensuring that projects are not only completed successfully, but also contribute to the growth and improvement of project management practices. As we reflect on the journey through the PMI project management framework, it becomes clear that each phase contributes uniquely to the project's success, with monitoring, controlling, and closing serving as the capstone that ensures projects are delivered with excellence and integrity. Chapter 7, Mnemonics for Project Management. Introduction. Mastering the Project Management Institute's PMI framework is a formidable task, given its comprehensive approach to managing projects. To aid in the retention and recall of the framework's complexity, mnemonics serve as invaluable tools for project management professionals, especially those preparing for certification exams. This chapter introduces memorable mnemonics to encapsulate the essence of PMI's process groups and knowledge areas, simplifying the learning process and enhancing recall. Mnemonics for the process groups. The PMI framework organizes project management into five distinct process groups: initiating, planning, executing, monitoring and controlling, and closing. A helpful mnemonic to remember these groups is 1. I prefer eating mangoes chilled. This mnemonic stands for 1. I initiating, 2. Prefer planning, 3. Eating, executing, or mangoes, monitoring and controlling, 5. Chilled, closing. By associating each process group with a word in the mnemonic, learners can easily recall the sequence of processes essential to project management. Mnemonics for the knowledge areas. PMI defines 10 knowledge areas that encompass the breadth of project management. Remembering these areas can be challenging, but mnemonics simplify this task. One such mnemonic is, 1. I saw 6 Cubans quietly rolling cigars, really puffing smoke. This stands for 1. I, integration, 2. Saw, scope, 3. 6. Schedule, 4. Cubans, costa, 5. Quietly, quality, 6. Rolling, resource, 7. Cigars, communication, 8. Really, risk, 9. Puffing, procurement, 10. Smoke, stakeholder. Another variation using a different set of imagery is 1. I saw 6 chipmunks quietly roasting coffee, reading poetry stories. This mnemonic offers an alternative, whimsical way to remember the same knowledge areas, making the learning process more engaging and less daunting. Applying mnemonics in project management learning. Mnemonics are more than just memory aids. They are tools that, when used effectively, can significantly enhance understanding and recall of complex information. By associating abstract concepts with vivid imagery or sequences, learners can create mental shortcuts that facilitate quick recall and comprehension. The value of mnemonics in exam preparation. For project management professionals preparing for PMI certification exams, mnemonics are particularly valuable. They provide a method to quickly access critical information under the pressure of an exam, ensuring that key concepts are not forgotten. Conclusion. Mnemonics play a crucial role in the mastery of PMI's project management framework, offering a creative and effective strategy for learning and recalling the multitude of processes and knowledge areas. By incorporating these memory aids into their study routines, project management professionals can navigate the complexities of the PMI framework with greater ease and confidence. As we continue to explore the depths of project management, remember that mnemonics are just one of the many tools available to enhance your learning journey and professional growth. Chapter 8, Integration Management. Introduction. Integration management stands as the linchpin within the Project Management Institute's PMI framework, embodying the coordination of various elements of a project into a unified whole. This chapter dives into the essence of integration management, exploring its significance in ensuring project coherence and aligning disparate project activities towards achieving the overarching project objectives. Understanding integration management. Integration management is the orchestration of project processes and activities. It involves making choices about resource allocation, balancing competing demands, and ensuring that project components interlock seamlessly. Effective integration management ensures that project planning, execution, monitoring, and closing are harmonized, leading to a smoothly running project. The role of the project manager in integration. The project manager is the conductor of integration management, responsible for decision-making that affects the project's overall trajectory. This includes developing the project charter, creating a comprehensive project management plan, directing and managing project work, and ensuring that project work is aligned with the agreed-upon plan. Developing the project charter. The project charter marks the birth of the project, granting the project manager the authority to apply organizational resources to project activities. It's a document that encapsulates the essence of the project, its objectives, scope, and the roles of key stakeholders. Developing a clear and concise charter is the first step in effective integration management. Creating the project management plan. The project management plan is a detailed document that outlines how the project will be executed, monitored, controlled, and closed. It integrates and consolidates all subsidiary plans and baselines, including scope, schedule, cost, quality, resource, communication, risk, procurement, and stakeholder engagement plans. Crafting this plan requires a deep understanding of the project's goals and the environment in which it operates. Executing and overseeing project work. Directing and managing project work entails carrying out the project plan and ensuring that project objectives are met. The project manager oversees the execution of project activities, making adjustments as needed to handle changes, address issues, and capitalize on opportunities that arise during project execution. Monitoring and controlling project work. Integration management also involves monitoring the project's progress and implementing necessary changes through integrated change control processes. This ensures that the project remains aligned with the client's objectives and can adapt to internal and external changes. Closing the project. Closing involves finalizing all project activities, formally completing project phases, and obtaining acceptance for the project deliverables. It's a critical step in integration management, ensuring that the project is concluded systematically and that lessons learned are documented for future reference. Real-world application, like a puppet show. Integration management can be likened to the operation of a puppet show, where the project manager is the puppeteer and the project activities are the puppets. Each movement by the puppeteer results in a coordinated action among the puppets, creating a coherent and engaging performance. Similarly, effective integration management ensures that all parts of the project work together harmoniously, leading to the successful realization of project goals. Conclusion: integration management is the backbone of successful project management, ensuring that the project's various components are effectively coordinated and aligned with the project's objectives. By understanding and applying the principles of integration management, project managers can navigate the complexities of their projects, ensuring a cohesive approach that leads to project success. Chapter 9, Scope Management. Introduction. Scope management, within the Project Management Institute's PMI framework, is fundamental to ensuring that a project delivers what it promises, no more and no less. It involves defining and controlling what is included in the project, making it crucial for meeting project objectives and ensuring stakeholder satisfaction. This chapter explores the intricacies of scope management, detailing its processes and its pivotal role in project success. The essence of scope management. Scope management is the process of defining the work required to complete the project successfully. It ensures that all necessary tasks are included while preventing scope creep, the uncontrolled expansion to product or project scope without adjustments to time, cost, and resources. Effective scope management requires clear communication, stakeholder engagement, and rigorous attention to detail. Processes in scope management. Scope management comprises several key processes. 1. Plan scope management, establishing the policies, procedures, and documentation for planning, executing, and controlling the project scope. 2. Collect requirements, gathering the needs and requirements of stakeholders to meet project objectives. 3. Define scope, developing a detailed project scope statement which serves as the foundation for project decision making. 4. Create work breakdown structure, WBS, dividing project work into smaller, more manageable components, facilitating better planning and control. 5. Validate scope, formalizing acceptance of the completed project deliverables, ensuring they meet stakeholders' expectations. 6. Control scope, monitoring the status of the project and managing changes to the scope baseline. The role of stakeholder engagement in scope management. engaging stakeholders in the scope definition and management process is critical. Their input helps ensure that the project's objectives align with their expectations and that the project delivers the agreed-upon deliverables. Regular communication and involvement in the scope validation process can also help mitigate misunderstandings and scope creep. Challenges in scope management. Managing project scope is often challenging due to changing project requirements, stakeholder needs, and external factors. Scope creep, if not managed properly, can lead to project delays, cost overruns, and can compromise the quality of the final deliverables. Proactive management, clear communication, and adherence to the scope management plan are essential for overcoming these challenges. Real-world application, scope management in everyday life. Consider planning a wedding as a project. The scope includes everything from the guest list and venue to the menu and decorations. Just as in project management, it's vital to clearly define what is included in the scope, e.g. number of guests, type of venue, and control changes, e.g. adding more guests or upgrading the menu to prevent budget overruns and ensure the event meets expectations. Conclusion: scope management is a critical component of project management that ensures a project's success by clearly defining and controlling what is and is not included in the project. By understanding and applying the principles of scope management, project managers can ensure that projects meet their objectives, deliver value to stakeholders, and are completed within the agreed-upon parameters. Chapter 10, Schedule and Cost Management. Introduction. Two pillars critical to the success of any project within the Project Management Institute's PMI framework are schedule and cost management. These elements are intrinsically linked, often influencing one another directly. Effective management of these aspects ensures that a project is completed on time and within budget, two primary indicators of project success. This chapter explores the strategies and challenges associated with managing project schedules and costs, providing insight into achieving optimal project outcomes. Schedule management, the art of timing. Schedule management involves the process of planning, developing, managing, and controlling project timelines. It starts with defining activities, sequencing them to determine the best order of operations, estimating the duration of these activities, and developing and controlling the project schedule. Processes in schedule management. 1. Plan schedule management, establishing the policies, procedures, and documentation for planning, executing, and overseeing the project schedule. 2. Define activities, identifying the specific actions to be performed to produce project deliverables. 3. Sequence activities, determining dependencies between activities and logically arranging them. 4. Estimate activity durations, predicting the amount of work periods needed to complete individual tasks. 5. Develop schedule, analyzing activity sequences, durations, resource requirements, and schedule constraints to create the project schedule model. 6. Control schedule, monitoring the status of project activities to update project progress and manage changes to the schedule baseline. Cost management, balancing the budget. Cost management encompasses the planning, estimation, budgeting, financing, funding, managing, and controlling of costs so that the project can be completed within the approved budget. It's about ensuring that the project is delivered cost-effectively, maximizing value for the stakeholders. Processes in cost management. 1. Plan cost management, setting the framework for how costs will be managed throughout the project. 2. Estimate costs, determining the monetary resources required for project activities. 3. Determine budget, aggregating the estimated costs of individual activities or work packages to establish an authorized cost baseline. 4. Control costs, monitoring project expenditures to update the project budget and managing changes to the cost baseline. Challenges in schedule and cost management. Managing schedules and costs effectively requires a deep understanding of the project scope, resources, and potential risks. Challenges often arise from unforeseen project complexities, resource availability issues, and external factors such as market fluctuations or regulatory changes. Proactive management, continuous monitoring, and flexibility in adapting plans are crucial to overcoming these challenges. Real-world application, renovating a house. Consider the project of renovating a house, where both schedule and cost management are vital. The schedule outlines when each part of the renovation will occur. from demolition to the final touches, while cost management ensures that the project stays within budget, from materials to labor costs. Mismanagement of either aspect can lead to delays, increased costs, and overall project failure. Conclusion: schedule and cost management are fundamental components of successful project management. By meticulously planning, monitoring, and controlling project schedules and costs, project managers can steer projects to successful completions, delivering on time and within budget. Mastery of these areas within the PMI framework equips project managers with the tools necessary to navigate project complexities and deliver value to stakeholders.
Chapter 11, Quality and Resource Management. Introduction. In the intricate dance of project management, quality and resource management play pivotal roles in ensuring project success. Quality management focuses on ensuring that project deliverables meet or exceed stakeholders' expectations, while resource management orchestrates the effective and efficient use of human resources, materials, equipment, and supplies. This chapter ventures into the principles and practices of managing quality and resources within the Project Management Institute's PMI framework, highlighting their significance in achieving project objectives. Quality management, excellence in deliverables. Quality management in project management encompasses the processes and activities that determine quality policies, objectives, and responsibilities. It ensures that the project will satisfy the needs for which it was undertaken. Quality management is not just about the end product, but involves monitoring and controlling quality throughout the project lifecycle. Processes in quality management. Plan quality management. Identifying quality requirements and/or standards for the project and its deliverables, and documenting how the project will demonstrate compliance. Manage quality. Translating the quality management plan into executable quality activities that incorporate the organization's quality policies into the project. Control quality. Monitoring and recording results of executing quality activities to assess performance and recommend necessary changes. Resource management. Maximizing project assets. Resource management involves planning, estimating, and acquiring resources, developing and managing team members, and controlling physical resources. Effective resource management ensures that the right resources are available at the right times and are used efficiently. Processes in resource management. Plan resource management. Establishing the approach for using team and physical resources. Estimate activity resources. Determining what resources, team members, equipment, materials, and how much of each resource will be used. Acquire resources. Obtaining the team members and physical resources needed to complete the project. Develop team, improving competencies, team member interaction, and overall team environment to enhance project performance. Manage team. Tracking team member performance, providing feedback, resolving issues, and managing team changes to optimize project performance. Control resources. Ensuring that the assigned resources are available as planned, monitoring the planned versus actual use of resources, and performing corrective action as needed. Challenges in quality and resource management. Managing quality and resources effectively can be challenging due to external influences, internal team dynamics, and project constraints. Challenges include aligning quality standards with stakeholder expectations, balancing resource availability with project needs, and adapting to changes without compromising project quality or objectives. Real-world application. Organizing a conference. Organizing a conference can serve as a practical example of quality and resource management. Quality management ensures that the event meets attendees' expectations, from speaker selection to venue setup. Resource management involves coordinating people, speakers, staff, materials, conference materials, equipment, and other resources, meeting spaces, technology, efficiently. Conclusion. Quality and resource management are critical components of successful project management, ensuring that projects deliver value to stakeholders and effectively utilize available resources. Mastery of these areas enables project managers to lead projects toward excellence in execution and outcome, reflecting the core principles of the PMI framework. Chapter 12, Communication and Risk Management. Introduction. Effective communication and proactive risk management are fundamental to the success of any project. Within the Project Management Institute's PMI framework, these disciplines are not merely supportive practices but essential processes that drive project progress, facilitate stakeholder engagement, and safeguard project objectives against uncertainties. This chapter ventures into the complexities of communication and risk management, highlighting their pivotal roles in navigating the challenges inherent in project execution. Communication management, the heartbeat of project success. Communication management ensures that timely and appropriate information is exchanged among project stakeholders, fostering an environment of transparency and mutual understanding. This process involves the planning, execution, monitoring, and control of all aspects of communication, tailored to the project's needs and stakeholders' preferences. Processes in communication management. Planned communication. Management, developing an approach for the timely and efficient communication of project information. Manage communication. Creating, collecting, distributing, storing, retrieving, and the ultimate disposition of project information in accordance with the communication plan. Monitor communication, ensuring the communication needs of project stakeholders are met. Risk management, anticipating and mitigating uncertainty. Risk management is the systematic process of identifying, analyzing, and responding to project risk. It includes maximizing the probability and consequences of positive events and minimizing the probability and consequences of adverse events to project objectives. Effective risk management is a proactive rather than reactive process, integral to decision making. Processes in risk management. Plan risk management, defining how to conduct risk management activities for a project. Identify risks, determining which risks might affect the project and documenting their characteristics. Perform qualitative risk analysis, prioritizing risks based on their impact and probability of occurrence. Perform quantitative risk analysis, numerically analyzing the effect of identified risks on overall project objectives. Plan risk responses, developing options and actions to enhance opportunities and reduce threats to project objectives. Implement risk responses, executing risk response plans. Monitor risks, tracking identified risks, monitoring residual risks, identifying new risks, and evaluating risk process effectiveness throughout the project. Challenges in communication and risk management. Managing communication and risks in a project setting involves navigating the complexities of human interaction and the unpredictability of project environments. Challenges include ensuring clear and consistent communication across diverse stakeholders and effectively identifying and mitigating risks in a timely manner. Real-world application, launching a new product. Launching a new product serves as a practical example of the criticality of communication and risk management. Clear communication ensures that all team members, stakeholders, and partners are aligned with the launch objectives, timeline, and roles. Concurrently, risk management identifies potential market, supply chain, or regulatory risks, allowing for the development of strategies to mitigate these risks before they impact the launch. Conclusion. Communication and risk management are indispensable to the art and science of project management. By ensuring effective communication flows and by identifying, analyzing, and responding to potential risks, project managers can significantly increase the likelihood of project success. The principles and practices outlined within the PMI framework provide a robust foundation for mastering these critical project management disciplines. Chapter 13. Procurement and Stakeholder Management. Introduction. Procurement and stakeholder management are two vital facets of project management that deal with external relationships crucial to a project's success. Within the Project Management Institute's PMI framework, procurement management addresses the acquisition of goods and services from outside the project team while stakeholder management focuses on identifying, engaging, and satisfying those individuals or groups impacted by the project. This chapter examines the strategic importance of managing procurements and stakeholders effectively, offering insights into fostering successful external partnerships and enhancing project outcomes. Procurement management, securing external resources. Procurement management encompasses the processes necessary to purchase or acquire products, services, or results needed from outside the project team. It involves planning procurements, conducting procurements, controlling procurements, and closing procurements, ensuring that the project can access essential external resources efficiently and effectively. Processes in procurement management. Plan procurement management, determining what to procure, when, and how. Conduct procurements, selecting vendors, awarding contracts, and obtaining seller responses. Control procurements, managing procurement relationships, monitoring contract performance, and making changes and corrections as needed. Close procurements, completing and settling each procurement, including resolving any open claims and updating records to reflect final results. Stakeholder management, nurturing project relationships. Stakeholder management is the process of engaging with individuals or groups that may affect or be affected by the project, ensuring their needs and expectations are identified and managed throughout the project lifecycle. Effective stakeholder management is crucial for project support, alignment, and ultimately, success. Processes in stakeholder management. Identify stakeholders, recognizing individuals, groups, or organizations that could impact or be impacted by the project, and analyzing and documenting relevant information regarding their interests, involvement, interdependencies, influence, and potential impact on project success. Plan stakeholder engagement, developing approaches to involve stakeholders based on their needs, expectations, interests, and potential impact on project success. Manage stakeholder engagement, communicating and working with stakeholders to meet their needs and expectations. Address issues as they occur and foster appropriate stakeholder engagement in project activities. Monitor stakeholder engagement, continuously monitoring and adjusting strategies and plans for stakeholder engagement. Challenges in procurement and stakeholder management. Managing procurements and stakeholders presents challenges such as navigating contractual obligations, ensuring vendor performance, and addressing the diverse needs and expectations of stakeholders. Successful management requires clear communication, strong negotiation skills, and the ability to adapt strategies as project conditions change. Real-world application. Developing a new software system. Consider the development of a new software system where procurement management involves selecting and contracting with software development firms, cloud service providers, or third-party vendors for specific technologies. Simultaneously, stakeholder management would entail engaging with end users, department heads, IT staff, and external partners to ensure the software meets various needs and preferences, securing buy-in across the organization. Conclusion. Procurement and stakeholder management are critical to navigating the external relationships essential to any project's success. By effectively managing procurements and engaging stakeholders, project managers can build a supportive environment that enhances project performance and outcomes. The PMI framework provides a structured approach to mastering these external dynamics, emphasizing the importance of strategic planning, active engagement, and ongoing monitoring in achieving project objectives. Chapter 14, Putting It All Together. Introduction. After exploring the multifaceted disciplines within the Project Management Institute's PMI framework, from initiating and planning to executing and closing, along with managing quality, resources, communications, risks, procurements, and stakeholders, it's crucial to understand how these components integrate into a cohesive whole. This chapter synthesizes the knowledge and practices covered in previous chapters, offering a comprehensive view of how to apply PMI principles to achieve project management excellence. the integration of PMI's framework in practice. Project management, as outlined by PMI, is not a linear process but an intricate web of interrelated activities and processes that must be managed concurrently. The success of a project depends on the project manager's ability to integrate these elements seamlessly, ensuring that decisions made in one area align with and support objectives across the entire project. From theory to application, a holistic approach. Applying PMI's framework effectively requires a holistic approach that considers not only the technical aspects of project management, but also the human elements, such as leadership, communication, and negotiation, that are critical to navigating the complexities of real-world projects. Key considerations for project managers: alignment with organizational goals. Projects should align with the broader objectives of the organization, ensuring that they deliver value and support strategic initiatives. Adaptability. Project managers must remain flexible, adapting plans and strategies as projects evolve and new information emerges. Stakeholder engagement. Maintaining open lines of communication with stakeholders is vital for managing expectations, securing buy-in, and addressing concerns throughout the project lifecycle. Risk awareness. Proactive risk management enables project teams to identify potential issues early and develop strategies to mitigate their impact. Real-world example: constructing a new office building. Consider the project of constructing a new office building, which requires meticulous planning, coordination of diverse resources, adherence to quality standards, and continuous communication with stakeholders, including investors, future tenants, and regulatory bodies. The project manager must integrate scheduling and cost controls while managing risks associated with construction delays, budget overruns, and changing regulatory requirements. Success hinges on the project manager's ability to weave together these various strands into a unified project execution plan that delivers the building on time, within budget, and to the satisfaction of all stakeholders. Conclusion: the PMI framework provides a comprehensive blueprint for managing projects successfully across different industries and complexities. By understanding and integrating the principles of project management, including the core knowledge areas and process groups, project managers can navigate the challenges of their projects with confidence and skill. The real art of project management lies in the ability to apply these principles flexibly and creatively in response to the unique demands of each project, ensuring that the final outcomes not only meet but exceed expectations.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining me. I hope you will take advantage of this great pricing offer for this book. This book, when you purchase it right now, you will also get access to my course, 4 hours, called The Art of Project Management. This is well worth the money, well worth the investment. As far as you working towards your PMP exam, remember, I'm here to support your efforts. If you have any questions whatsoever, send them to support@praizion.com. I'll get back to you as quickly as possible. Thank you, and bye for now.